Live from Washington, it's the Inside Scoop, with all the news the government does not want you to know. Now, here's the host of the Inside Scoop, Congressional Attorney Mark Levine.
Good evening, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop. It's been about 5 years since I have hosted the Inside Scoop, giving you the news the government does not want you to know. I'm, of course, an ex-congressional attorney for the Democrats, having worked on the Homeland Security Department and the Judiciary Committee. But today, in the shadow of April 1st, I've come to a realization. I think I've done it all wrong. You know, the government is a very powerful thing. And maybe we should only talk about the things the government does want us to know. After all, if we serve our government, then our government can serve us. So I've decided today, in the shadow of April 1st, to make an announcement. I'm going to join the Republican Party. Now, that doesn't mean I'll accept everything in the Republican Party. For example, I think John McCain is way too liberal. I think that my real heroes, Ann Coulter, Rush Limbaugh, all these people who tell me how to think will direct me and help me in this process. And to help me in this journey, I've invited a Republican on air right here, Mike Lane, the president of Intellifin Strategies. And Mike, I'm wearing red. I am joining your party today.
Mark, I wish I could say welcome. But surprising as it is that you would tell me this, I've been undergoing a journey myself and thinking about this actually for an extended period of time. But more recently, I have just been absolutely appalled by the complete intolerance, controlling wackiness, lead my life for me kind of attitude of my former colleagues. And I was going to surprise you tonight by telling you that I had come to your side because I just can't deal with those controlling, intolerant freaks anymore.
Well, and that's ridiculous.
I'm wearing blue.
To be a Democrat. Well, Mike, look. I mean, I've been thinking this over. This isn't a decision I've come to lightly. For example, the Iraq War. McCain says we need to be there 100 years. 100 years is not enough. It could be 1,000 years. It could be 10,000 years. Perpetual war helps the American economy and asserts American hegemony over the world. The world knows us as their overlords, as their masters. And that's the kind of America I want to be, king of the world. And so I was going to come here and announce tonight that we need more wars, and not just Iraq. And not just Iran and Afghanistan, but Syria, the entire Middle East. I also think we need to take Canada, because if we invade Canada, we can connect Alaska up. What are the Canucks going to do? This is the Republican way, and I just think perpetual war is the right way, and I can't believe that you wouldn't agree with that.
Mark, I used to think that way, but I have come to the conclusion that literally on the 22nd of January, I mean the day after President Obama is inaugurated, he is going to sign an executive order bringing the troops home. We'll get them all home within 30 days. There are a few logistical problems to work out, but we're getting them in, and then we're going to take the troops out of Europe. We're going to take the troops out of Japan. We're going to take the troops out of Okinawa. We're going to take the troops out of Korea. We're going to bring them all home, and we will just have homeland defense for our own country. There's no reason at all why we need to be spending all this money to prop up the economies of these other, you know, stooge satellite country pseudo allies of ours.
If we bring the troops home, who will we own? Who will we control? Who will look to us, America, as the fearless leader? No one.
Perhaps we'll own ourselves. And perhaps it's time that we sat down and thought about that and owned ourselves, because you know what? We haven't really thought about that for a long period of time.
The Iraqi infrastructure matters so much more than American infrastructure. I mean, we have all kinds of bridges, but they need our money. They need our bridges. They are trying to build a democracy. We're going to create kumbaya in the Middle East, and you're going to take our troops home?
Let's not even look at the investment in Iraq, okay? I'm not even going to argue about that, because I know it's hundreds of billions of dollars. It's over a trillion. It's headed towards 2 trillion.
We need more.
Forget about that. Let's just talk about the economic impact of the payroll of our military people stationed overseas, that if we brought them back home, the economic opportunities in this country, the GDP would just mushroom, skyrocket. It would be absolutely amazing for economic development. You take that, you add to it perhaps the trillion or 2 trillion that we're spending rebuilding Iraq that they don't appreciate at all, and let's go ahead and invest that in schools. Let's invest it in healthcare. Let's invest it in, you know, some other programs that will put America first. It's about time
Mike,
we put America first.
Here's what I've learned as a Republican. If you want healthcare in America, you buy it. If you want good schools in America, you buy it. If you want good politicians in America, you buy it. That's what capitalism is all about. You own every aspect. And here's the thing. Poor people don't vote. Young people don't vote. Who wants their support anyway? This way, the people who do vote, the people that do matter, the people that fund the campaigns, the CEOs, they're the ones who we can get support from. I mean, why I'm doing a show like this when CEOs have billions of dollars to throw around and they're not giving me a cent makes no sense. As a Republican, I can now get these funnels of cash that would help my show and help progress me in the media world.
Mark, I agree 1,000% with what you're saying. Things cost money. We need to invest in them. When President Obama takes office, yes, we're going to have good schools. And you know how we're going to do it? We're going to buy those good schools with the $2 trillion that we're wasting overseas in foreign aid and you know, illegitimate wars and things like that. We're going to have not only good schools, we're going to have health care. How do you get good health care? You buy it. The $2 trillion of taxpayer money, yes, Mark, your money, I regret to say,
is
going
taxes.
To be invested in this country, and we are going to buy good, decent, effective health care for every American. And you know what? When it goes up from there, and we all know government programs are going to go up, I'm not going to deny that. My credibility is important. We're going to spend $3 trillion and $4 trillion and $5 trillion on education and health care because that's the future of our country.
You know, I don't believe in taxes at all. I believe that my hero, my new hero, Grover Norquist, has said, in fact, that we need to make the government so small that we can drown it in a bathtub. Why pay taxes when instead we can just float? We can have debt. We can make our kids and our grandkids pay for it. You know, as a great man, a great liberal, you might say, John Maynard Keynes once said, in the long run, we're all dead. So let's use the environment now while we can. I'm not going to be around in 100 years to worry about global warming. I'm not necessarily going to be around in 50 years. Let's use the environment now while we can. Let's use everybody's money while we can. And let the future worry about the future. Let's worry about today, today.
You will, Mark. We all will. Because what's going to happen is we're going to take another, $100 billion or so, and we're going to put that into stem cell research. And we're all going
You're
to
gonna kill
forever.
Babies.
We're all going to live forever.
You just want to kill babies, don't you?
If we can recreate and if we can harvest these embryonic stem cells and implant them into you, it will be the eternal fountain of youth for you. You'll never get sick. You'll live forever. And in 50 years, global warming will mean something to you, Mark, because you will be here. There's no way that we're going to be able to avoid addressing our responsibilities in the environment and healthcare and education because we are all going to be here forever. And that's another thing, by the way. We have to watch out for population control because, you know, since we're all going to live forever with this embryonic stem cell stuff, can't have overcrowding, can't have loss of the crops, can't have too many mouths to feed. We're going to have to start implementing a plan. Well, actually, the biggest recipient of government largesse from now on is going to have to be, by necessity, for our own protection. It's going to have to be Planned Parenthood. They're the only ones that will be able to control the population.
That seems to be all the Democrats want to ever talk about is killing babies. But we do have a phone call. Mike from Arlington. Mike, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Thank you very much. I have a question here.
Yes.
Mark Levin is on the ball, but I guess they're playing April Fool, but I'm going to be 81 come Army Day, April 7th.
Yes.
And I'm a World War II veteran, but again, though, people don't realize that it takes education. And right now, in this Northern Virginia area, all they're thinking about is one party. And, of course, being from New Jersey, we were one party, but we also had two governors that were different. And getting back to April Fool, Mike, I know you've been on television a lot. Mark is doing a great job on one thing, and I came out with a poster today in memory of freedom, number one, peace, number two, three, number hope. And now, in the newspapers...
Kind of hard to disagree with freedom, peace, and hope, right?
Yep. Well, in the newspaper today, it said one sad news. There will be, or there is, repeat, is more Muslims than Catholics on this earth. Now you talk about people with different opinions.
How are we going to have a crusade? How are we going to, as Ann Coulter once said, kill their leaders and convert them all to Christianity if they're more Muslims than Catholics? That's horrible news.
Well, remember, you have to realize that we had a good person from Latter-day Saints, which is the Mormons in the Middle West.
Mitt Romney or someone else?
Yeah, Mitt Romney.
Okay. That's good. Yeah, unfortunately he lost to that liberal John McCain.
Well, John McCain.
But what's your question, Mike?
John McCain being a liberal.
Mike, what's your question for Mike and me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Well, I didn't know if you just, did you have a question for us or?
Yeah, I have a question.
Go ahead.
In our lifetime, we have to make a decision. Hopefully, repeat, hopefully people will listen what's going to happen from April 1st till November. And more people have to be educated on the fact that in God we trust, the USA, and we're having infiltration of many immigrants at great workers, because I worked for the Army and they did a lot of work in Texas, all of the southwest of USA. Now they're trying to find out in Prince William County what they can do with all this labor.
We'll talk about that. Thank you for your call, Mike. I appreciate that. Two things, of course. One is in God we trust,
right,
which should not just be on our coins, but should be on all of our checks, on all of our paper, on all of our internet sites. The only way Americans are truly going to believe in God, Mike, is if we tell them to believe in God each and every day, every chance we can. Internet sites, telephones, TVs, it should be at the bottom, in God we trust. It shouldn't just be our coins. How else are we going to believe in God if the government doesn't tell us to believe in God?
Mark,
you hit it on the head exactly right. The government is responsible. Well, and we have to learn who we're going to look for in Virginia.
Hang on, Mike. I want to hear Mike Lane's response. What do you think?
Well, part of my journey to my self-realization as to what it is I've had the opportunity to attend many an event over the last several months at the Unitarian Church. And, you know...
They're not really Christian.
The Unitarian Church...
They don't believe in anything, do they?
You know what? The Unitarian Church is so progressive. What they say is you can believe in what you want. They don't have any philosophy.
Human beings believing what they want?
They don't have any philosophy.
Where is God in all of that?
No philosophy, no teachings, no doctrines, no messages. It's a chance to get together and be grouply spiritual and just believe what you want.
That's disgusting.
It's so American. It's so American.
American? No, America is in God we trust. America is printing on our coins telling us to believe in God because the government wants to inculcate religion in us.
God,
that's what America is about.
God is just a concept. God doesn't really, it's just a concept, okay? The Unitarian Church will teach you that you can believe anything you want. You can believe in God, you cannot believe in God.
How can you believe in God if the government doesn't tell you to? If you take in God we trust off our coins, you'll have atheists in a minute. We need the government to tell us to believe in God, otherwise we have no faith, right?
Spoken like a true Republican, I tell you, you know, the Unitarian Church is where it's at. They are so progressive. They are so American. They are so into letting people discover and be themselves. I mean,
that's horrible.
You know, I'm going to take one of your things. They're going to let Americans be all they can be, and that's what it's really all about.
No, that's only in the military. No. And when we come back, I want to talk about the immigration issues in Prince William County that Mike from Arlington raised, and how it is that these disgusting people are breaking our laws, entering our country. We have to deport them all, but we'll get to our discussion on immigration and more of your calls at 888-488-MARK or the number on your screen. Right back after this.
How far would you go to help someone? Would you go to the end of your driveway? Would you cross a street? Would you cross an ocean? To a place 6,000 miles from home? And how long would you go? Would you go for a week? A month? A year? Would you go for 2 years? Would you go if you could use your knowledge to teach someone? And in the process, maybe learn something yourself. Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps.
Don't forget your helmet.
Will do.
Not a helmet.
Your bike helmet.
Oh, okay.
Hi, I'm James Thrash with the Washington Redskins. On the football field, a helmet is an important piece of equipment. I also wear another helmet that's just as important. A bike helmet. It's the most important piece of equipment you'll have the next time you're out on your bike. Wear yours and make sure your kids do too. Safety first with the Skins.
Monica and her friends want you to know that you should never get near a dog when it is eating, playing with a favorite toy, or sleeping. It's really important to make time for exercise and games and keep your dog's vaccines up to date. Never leave a dog in a small, confined space. This can make dogs aggressive like Monica. If you follow this advice, you and your dog can play safely and happily together.
We are back to the Inside Scoop. Call in live and let your voice be heard. Here again, your host, Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. As some of you longtime listeners know, I am a former congressional Democrat, and I've been on the air on television and radio for a very long time, and here it is. And it's coming, it's April 1st. And I've decided to switch. I've decided to wear red, to become a Republican, and lo and behold, my guest, Mike Lane, who used to help Republicans get elected, you've also decided to switch.
Mark, I've had a lengthy but more intense journey over the last several months, and I have discovered that I'm more comfortable in a situation where I'm not surrounded by intolerant people, that I'm not being told what to do, that people aren't trying to live and run my lives. I'm allowed to make up my own mind on everything. From the God I'm going to worship, if indeed there is a God, which there probably isn't, but it doesn't matter because we can do whatever we want.
Republicans aren't intolerant. They just know the truth, and they want to convey the truth to the people. Let's go to Lamont from Alexandria. Welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Yes, how are you, sir?
I'm good.
Excuse me. I've been watching your show for a little while, and I really enjoy it. I just want to thank you for letting me through. You were speaking of the Prince William County and the immigration law.
Yes, yes.
And I would just, I'd just like to make a couple comments. I've been living in this area for, since 1975. And about a few years ago, I lost work. I've been in the restaurant and retail business for a long time. Now, I believe in immigration. I have no problems. I've worked with, let's just say, the Spanish, you know, the Latino community. But there was a time there where I could not get a job in the restaurant field I was in, specifically in the kitchens, because I did not speak Spanish. And it got to the point where, I mean, I understand how some people feel. Because why should I have to speak Spanish in order to work in my field?
This is America.
Well,
you shouldn't be speaking other languages.
Well, I wonder, you know, I mean, I'm an average American. I'm an African American. And I've worked all my life. And then it gets to the point, another thing, where they are opening up all the labor centers around the area.
Yep.
Now, one thing I never heard anyone mention was the fact that there are legal labor centers such as ACE, such as Labor Ready, where you can go in and you can get a job and get paid day by day. But to me, the only reason these other labor centers are open are for illegal aliens.
Right. So, Lamont, we have to deport all these people, don't you think? I mean, we need to round these people up, ship them to the border, and send them home.
No, I don't believe that.
No?
I believe in immigration. I do believe in immigration.
Yeah, but these people are illegal. They broke our laws. They should be punished.
Yes, but then I think, Mark, you understand, and there's families and all that. I don't.
Their families can go back to Mexico, wherever they came from. Mike, you have a position on this?
Mark, I'm sure. Can't we just all get along? I mean,
no, they broke our laws. These are criminals.
Can't we just
deport them?
Can't we just all?
They're not criminals.
They crossed our border. They broke our laws.
Yeah, this is true. I agree, but there has to be. I mean, I'm amnesty, whatever, but there has to be a better way. I kind of feel for Prince William's County. I understand where they're coming from. You know, I know when I've broken laws, I've ended up in the Fairfax County Hilton, you know, a couple of times, you know, so perhaps there should be a lawbreaker. I don't want to go there, but I can understand where people can start feeling a little prejudiced.
What's your solution, Lamont? What's your solution?
Sir, my solution is this. Take all of our troops from the Middle East, put them on the borders, and then guard our borders and work out some type of amnesty for the people who are already here. Why be in Iraq when we already have when we have to secure our own borders. Bring the troops home, secure our borders, then go from there.
Well, that's a separate issue. I think, frankly, we could just have more troops and then we could secure our borders and the borders around the world. But how do you address this?
Well, Lamont doesn't go far enough. And Lamont, thank you for your phone call. We really appreciate it.
Definitely.
I love your show, by the way.
Thank you.
You know, Lamont just doesn't go far enough. You know, one of the reasons that we can have as big a variety of restaurants and as cheap a food as we get in each of them is because we have this poor immigrant labor that is just trying to get a step up and things like that. So if we...
Mike, they're criminals.
I think...
They broke the law.
Here's what needs to happen. The Department of Labor needs to go down to Central America and open up a recruiting office and bring in as many immigrants as we possibly can.
Do you want the first language of America to be Spanish? Is that what you liberals want?
No, I don't want the language to be anything. Why can't we just all get along and speak and
worship? We won't be able to speak to each other.
My church, I told you, is the Unitarian Church. I can worship whatever I want. I can believe in whatever I want. If I want to worship the Spanish language as my God, I can do that.
You know, Jerry Falwell,
let's just all get along,
who speaks from the grave to me now, told me that pagans like your church cause 9/11. Pagans and feminists and abortionists and homosexuals.
We would be much, much better off if we would open officially government-sanctioned recruiting offices in every country south of the border, all throughout Central America, all throughout South America. Let's find the people who are truly needy and bring them all up at taxpayer expense. They'll get jobs and they'll all pay it back eventually. You know, they need to be educated. We'll do that. That's a perfect start right there. But once they start working in the food service industry and cutting our grass and things like that, these people will have dignity.
Look,
they'll have worth.
I'm all for cheap labor.
It's very, very important.
I'm all for cheap labor, which is why I think American companies need to go more abroad where they can get cheap labor and avoid paying U.S. taxes. That helps the CEOs. That helps the stockholders. That helps the economy. I get that. I'm all for cheap labor. But people who are breaking the law and sneaking across our borders, Mitt Romney was absolutely right. You need to round them all up. It doesn't matter what it costs. Round them all up, send them home, build a huge fence, maybe 20, 30-foot wall. Stephen Colbert talked about maybe a shark-infested moat. We could look into that. But some kind of way to shock them and kill them if they try to get across our inviolate borders. These people are not American. They shouldn't become American.
Okay, Mark, you're missing the point. This is why we have minimum wage laws. There's not going to be any such thing as cheap labor. In fact, as we bring them in and expand the labor supply relative to the jobs, until the jobs catch up, we're going to have to increase the minimum wage on a fairly regular basis. I would suggest probably a dollar a year until we get to $15 an hour, and at that point we'll have to revisit it. But there's no way you can bring in as many people as I think we need to bring in to support our economy unless you raise the minimum wage. Business has the money. They can afford it. Why should they get rich and all the immigrants get poor? Mark, we need equality in this country. Equality. Have you ever heard of it before?
Yes,
it's
socialism.
What our Constitution it's called equality.
First of all, we don't follow the Constitution anymore. My president, George Bush, has said the Constitution, it's like an anachronism. It's like the Geneva Conventions. As my hero, Dick Cheney, once said, when asked what the American people thought, he said so eloquently, so. That, to me, we don't have to follow the American people or the Constitution anymore. As a Republican, I recognize that whatever my leader says goes. And it's to your point about the minimum wage. If we keep raising the minimum wage, we won't have any workers. If workers are so worthless, they're so worthless that they'll take a dollar an hour, then only pay them a dollar an hour.
First of all, that's what
capitalism works. That's the reason we had so many good factories in the late 1890s that we don't have today.
Business needs workers. They're going to hire workers no matter what the minimum wage is. There's no impact. This whole theory that if you made the minimum wage $25 an hour that the less skilled wouldn't have jobs, it's a crock. It's not true. Everybody will have a job because the government will mandate that everybody has a job. You will not be able to lay people off because we'll ban that. We'll make it illegal. Businesses will have to expand their workforce by the number of immigrants that we recruit and bring in each and every year. And then when the minimum wage goes up, it'll be a rising boat, you know, a rising tide that lifts all boats, Mark. You know that's a very, very important concept in the economy.
We don't have to lift all boats.
Yes,
let some
do.
People sink. There are successful people in America and there are not successful people in America. And a true capitalist understands that the less successful have to die. That's how they did it in Sparta. That is survival of the fittest. That's part of evolution.
You know,
which I don't believe in, by the way.
You know, You maybe don't even feel guilty that you've got a nice home and a nice car and
Why should I?
And you can eat whatever you want.
Why should I?
And there are people in every country in this world that are starving and
That's their problem.
And you don't feel guilty about that
That's
at all?
That's their problem. Why is that my problem?
To each according to their needs and from each according to their ability. And when we get
it's
President Obama in, guess what? It's going to be all over for people like you. All over. We're going to take it from you, and we're going to give it to the people who need it. Go Obama.
Well, you know, I don't like John McCain because I think he's a liberal lefty.
Obama.
But I'm going to have to hold my nose
Obama.
And vote for him because, you know, here you have, let's face it, a closet Muslim who's going to come and be our president and take us back. He's probably a terrorist. I mean, that's what the Washington Times says. That's what I'm taught from Fox News and Rush Limbaugh. So it must be true. And how can we trust this guy? I mean, he's going to lead America into I don't know, taking all our troops home or something ridiculous like that.
You know what he is? I don't know what his religion is. He may be a Unitarian like me, so he can worship whatever he wants. What he is a man who has been on a personal journey. He has experienced things. He can relate to everybody. He is a healer.
Is he a real American?
John McCain suggests he's not a real American. He's going to level the playing field from each according to their ability to each according to their needs. That's his philosophy.
You know,
that's where this country needs to go, Mark. There's
America.
No reason, why should you have a big house that can fit 10 people in it if you don't have 10 people living with you?
That's not what America is about.
We're going to put 10 people in there with
you. America has always exploited its poor. From the time of the factory workers, from the time of the slaves, we've understood that certain people in our society should get all the goods. They are the successful people, the people in charge, and the other people just have to work for them.
If people just know
their place in life, then they can help the people who do matter succeed.
President Obama will end all that. It will be one glorious, equal country. No one will be better or richer or poorer or better off than anybody else. We will all be equal. A house like yours will have 10, 12 people living in it. It'll be absolutely fine.
You know, you're really surprised me, Mike. Here we are. It's April 1st, and I thought that you, in 2008, would understand that society is about survival of the fittest. Now, I don't believe in evolution for the animal kingdom because I believe in creationism, but I do think that for the human kingdom, we have to understand, as they did in Sparta, that the rich are rich for a reason. They're rich because they're good people, because God rewards them, and they should stay rich. And if you can't get rich, it's your own fault. Deal with it.
You know what? You don't need to be rich. People have a desire to achieve and succeed. They will, but they don't have to get rich. They can give the largesse of their success to their brethren who have not been as successful.
There's always been winners and losers. And why you've suddenly now decided to support
the
losers makes no sense to me.
All I want is to level play.
If you
want to
call in, 888-488-MARK, and let your opinions be heard. We'll be right back.
Serves a sentence with you.
I'm Bob Costas, and I've been broadcasting sports for a long time. Much of what I do is ad-libbed, but still, one of the most important aspects of my job is being able to write. Narrations, essays, commentaries. It's essential to express those thoughts and concepts clearly and concisely. Good writing is essential for almost any career. And with today's advanced technology, the National Commission on Writing reports that the need to write well has never been more important. Writing is everybody's business.
Sure, my neighbors Gene and Louise, they may be superheroes with superpowers, but that doesn't make them so super at saving energy and money.
Honey!
I may not be able to harness the power of the elements, but I save significant cash and help the environment with appliances, electronics, and windows featuring the Energy Star label. So discover your own energy-saving superpowers. Go to ase.org/consumers.
Mom! Dad!
Dad's making fondue again.
We are back to the Inside Scoop. Call in live and let your voice be heard. Here again, your host, Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. Here it is, well nigh April 1st, 2008. I've been in this business a long time, and I've decided that the Republicans are right. It's a stunning thing for me to say, I know, but the main thing I think I understand is, as a Republican, I respect power. So you don't have to care about the American people. Again, as Dick Cheney so eloquently said when asked about the American people, he said, so we need a government that protects us. And to get that protection, we need ultimate government secrecy. And that's why I'm glad to have people like Bush and Cheney in power, because they understand that if we find out what they're doing, the terrorists win. We're in danger. Better to have them spy on all of us. I've done nothing wrong, so they can spy on me. They can spy on anyone who's done nothing wrong. If they find something like Elliot Spitzer, that cretin, they can take him in. We should all be watched. We should all be wiretapped, and that way we will all do good. You know, Santa Claus said it best. We know when you're sleeping. We know when you're awake. We know if you've been bad or good, so you better be good for goodness sake. That's the kind of government we need.
Okay, Mark. You know what? We're 1,000% opposite on this. What we really don't need is, we don't need any government at all, because you believe in the inherent evil of man, that bad things will happen unless they're governed. I believe in the inherent goodness of man. If you just leave man to his own devices, he will discern what the best thing, the good thing to do is, and he will do it voluntarily because he wants to be a contributor to society. So if we just get rid of all government, if we just get rid of everybody telling us what to do, you conservatives, and we have created a structure that will allow everybody to contribute to the overall goodness of the world, I mean, probably the galaxy. There's no reason to think that we're here alone. But we don't need borders, okay? Borders are for, you know, people who want to, you know, I don't know, keep other people out or something like that. We don't need borders. What we need is just the free flow of ideas, the free flow of people, and especially the free flow of love, so we can all just get along, work for the common good. If somebody from Mexico wants to come up here and start a farm, give me a good reason why they can't. If somebody from Guatemala wants to come up here and start an auto repair business, give me a good reason why. They're creating jobs.
I don't know what you're smoking.
You know what, Mark? If I want to go to the Soviet Union and join a commune, why can't I do that? Come on.
Well, for one thing, we destroyed the Soviet Union, we conservatives, and it's a good thing, too. I don't know what you're smoking, but I guarantee you we have banned marijuana, of course.
Well, we
have to ban it. What? People who smoke marijuana, we know. If you smoke marijuana, you are not only going to do harder drugs, you're going to do hard crimes. Marijuana leads to murder, and that's why we've got to ban marijuana. If you smoke that evil weed, you will become a threat to society. So I think the punishment needs to be more severe. If not the death penalty, which I support, at least 10, 20 years in prison. We have to teach Americans that drugs are bad, and the only way to do it is to lock up millions of Americans that don't know how to work hard and just want to smoke pot all the time.
Mark, I know thousands of people that all they do is sit around and smoke pot all day, every day. That's all they do.
Worthless people. Imprison them.
No, they giggle. They laugh a lot. They get along. They eat a lot because they get the munchies. But you know what? There's no crime. There's no.
There is a crime. They're high.
They are high.
They are not in their natural state. That is criminal.
As long as we give them what they need to survive, as long as we give them their marijuana, and as long as we give them their food, and as long as we give them the money they need to buy their alcohol and things like that, you know, there's no crime. There's no problem.
Mike, marijuana is a gateway drug.
We have to give them housing, okay? We have to give them clothes. We have to give them health care. But when we give them all these things, they're fine. They're contributors to society, Mark.
Marijuana is a gateway drug. First thing you do is you smoke marijuana. Then you end up smoking crack. Then you end up dropping acid. Then you end up robbing liquor stores. Next thing you know, you're a suicide bomber, and you've destroyed a small American city.
Why would you rob a liquor store when you're given the liquor that you need?
To get the munchies!
No.
To get the Doritos! You know that's the reason.
We're giving them Doritos. We're giving them a place to stay. We're giving them a shower. We're giving them clothes. We're giving them health care. Everything they could possibly want, all they have to do is just go there. They don't even have to ask for it. It's just there on the shelf. They can take what they want.
All liberals like is sex, drugs, and rock and roll. That's all you never care about being a productive member of society.
with them having
you
sex?
Never, you, of course there's something wrong with them
because,
having sex.
Because then they
sex
can have
should
babies
only
so
be
they can procreate.
Between a man and a woman in the missionary position while married in order to have babies. In other words, if you want three children, you should have sex three times in your life. You should have no more sex than is required. God knew that sex was evil. That's why God hates sex, and sex is only required to have babies. That's the. In fact, if we could have babies without sex, it should be done because it would be more true to God. We could use artificial insemination and ban sex entirely. In fact, that's probably where I think we should go.
You know what? If you would smoke marijuana once in a while, you might be able to have a little bit of a different attitude on this whole thing. I mean, just you don't understand the concept of free health care, free housing, free clothes, free food, free drugs, free alcohol,
you know,
and
free love, Mark. Life is
it's
not
about
free.
Free love.
Life is not free.
You're old enough to remember what Haight-Ashbury was. I know you weren't around when it happened, but you studied it. You know what Haight-Ashbury is.
Those hippies destroyed America.
Haight-Ashbury.
There is a reason why we're in danger we are today. No. That kind of behavior is the reason why we have such slackers today. Look, some people in America worked hard enough that they could give their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren unlimited income. For example, Paris Hilton should never have to work because her grandfather worked hard. He built an empire. So we understand that there are classes in America. There's the nobility, and then there's the poor. And the poor understand that they can't be nobles. They know their place in life. All those slackers are going to lead to is generations of slackers. All they can do is help work for the people who are creative in America.
Let's talk about Paris, okay? Now, she's an artist. She's an extraordinary artist. She's an actress. I mean, we all know about how much money she was able to generate with that homemade movie she made and stuff like that.
Well, not the sex. We don't approve of the sex.
Here's the thing.
But we do approve of her money.
Why can't we have her make all this money? And then, of course, we'll just take it from her and we'll give it to those people who need the free things that I was talking about.
No.
Because she'll want to do that.
You should only get money through inheritance, marriage, or serving on corporate boards.
No, you get...
Those are really the only three legitimate ways to make
money.
You're
not listening. From each according to their abilities, to each according to their needs.
Why? Those human beings are worthwhile.
Paris Hilton has a lot of ability to give this money away, and we're going to force her to give it away so that everybody else can live off her success.
What good are poor people anyway? Why do they need anything? Jonathan Swift had it right. The one thing he got right.
It was art, by the way.
The one thing he got right was A Modest Proposal, where he made clear that the poor really aren't doing anything. They're not helping our economy. They're not making our nation grow. They're sitting here. They're sapping our resources. If, as Jonathan Swift said, you simply cook the poor and eat them and serve them to the rich, then the poor get money. They get some money to serve, to get what they need, and the rich get a nice delicacy. What Jonathan Swift taught us is that there are people who are productive. We call them the rich. We call them the inherited class. They need to be served by the other classes. That, in the essence, is what republicanism is all about.
Mark, peace, love, from each according to their ability, to each according to their needs. If you would smoke more marijuana, you
communism.
Would be able to see this. The problem is your eyes are so fogged. You need to open them up. You know, if you would just relax once in a while.
You probably liked the Soviet Union, didn't
you?
You know, commie pinko. You did. That kind of stuff. You supported the Soviet Union, didn't you?
The Soviet Union was a great state. I mean, what was wrong with the Soviet Union? They took care of each and every person in the Federation.
What was wrong is
they
did not help our campaigns at all. I mean, Chinese help Republican campaigns. Reverend Sun Yat-moon gives a lot of money to Republicans. The Soviet Union never helped our party.
Everybody in the Soviet Union got their black bread and their vodka. It didn't matter what their station in life was. They were able to get their black bread and their vodka. What could be a better society than that?
I am glad we destroyed it. And I'll tell you how we did it. We did it not just by having enough nuclear power to destroy the world once over. We have enough nuclear power to destroy the world 6, 7, 10, 15 times over. Because there may be other planets out there. And we need enough weapons not only to destroy the Earth, but to destroy those other life forms. So it's a good thing that we spend 12, 13, 14 times what we need just to destroy the world. It is our strong military that brought the Soviet Union down.
You know, what brought the Soviet Union down was that they tried to modernize, they tried to reform, they tried to meet us halfway in our unreasonable demands. If the Soviet Union had stuck true to their principles, if they had remained a socialist or a communist state is much better than socialism because it's communal and everybody knows that they're on the same team.
So, Mark, as a liberal now, are you against nuclear war? Are you such a wimp that you could say that, oh, we're not going to pull the button? Hiroshima and Nagasaki were bad things, you'd probably say, instead of showing that America is in control of the world.
If everybody was communist, there would be no need for war because we'd all get along because everybody would be pulling
the There's no
on the
need
same
for
team.
War as long as everyone does what America wants them to do and what our fearless president wants us to do.
You don't understand, we're all going to do what we all want to do because we'll live in one big worldwide intergalactic commune and there'll be no conflict, there'll be no argument, there'll be no war. Everybody will contribute according to their abilities, they will take according to their needs, there will be surpluses. Mark, it's a beautiful system. See why you're not...
I don't know what you're smoking, but I'll just cite more philosophers.
I told you, I'm smoking marijuana.
Well, that's your problem, because Thomas Hobbes said that life is nasty, brutish, and short. We have to look out for ourselves. What capitalism is all about is looking out for number one. The other people, Ayn Rand, for example, wrote about it brilliantly. If you help other people, you are weak. You are weak because these people can't survive for themselves. If they're weak, they should just die. You need to help yourself. America helps those who help themselves.
Thomas Hobbes was an uptight 18th, 17th century Englishman who hadn't seen the world, didn't know what it was all about, and I have it on good fact that never smoked marijuana, okay? If he had done so, if he had opened his eyes, if he had visited other cultures, if he had met other people, if he lived in a place where everybody got along and everybody was able to contribute according to their needs and take according to their abilities, Thomas Hobbes would be a totally different philosopher than the one that you are poisoning your mind by reading.
You know, Mike.
He had no realistic grasp, but the world is about love. He had no idea what love was about.
One of the big differences...
He was an intolerant hater.
...between John McCain...
He didn't believe in the goodness of man.
...between John McCain and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
Barack Obama is...
Obama and Clinton support universal health care. They think that every American deserves health care. Not every American deserves health care. If people are afflicted with a disease and they can't pay the cost, then maybe that's just God's telling them, we need to weed you out.
Barack Obama is the savior. Don't talk about what God's telling anybody. Barack Obama is the savior. He has been sent here. He is going to save not only the United States of America, he is going to save the world.
Why should I give health care to some five-year-old with leukemia? That's not my kid. Okay, if it's my kid, why should it be my responsibility? Let the kid die. We have other kids. We can make more kids.
With President Obama, there is nobody in the world that is not going to get health care contributed free by America. We are going to give health care to everyone. We are going to give food to everyone. If we can't deliver it to Africa or Central America, we're going to bring them here so that they can get that health care.
You're going to take CEO salaries and lower them from 800 million to a mere 100 million to pay for this?
We're going to bring them in by the boatload, okay? No, CEOs are not going to have salaries. CEOs are going to be paid in the food that they need.
We would have no economy
without
CEOs.
We would have
no food. We'd have no farmers. If we didn't have massive worldwide corporations, I don't think we could even feed ourselves.
CEOs will get a small little efficiency apartment unless they happen to be married, in which case they'll get a one-bedroom. You know, if they have children, then we'll give them maybe a two-bedroom. The kids can share a place. This is what communalism is all about. And, you know, maybe everybody will share it. Maybe we'll just take all the walls down and have one big open bay for people to sleep in because that's a little bit, you know, more
you
egalitarian.
You and your free love again.
A little bit
more. There you go again.
It's not free love. It's egalitarianness. We need to have everybody on an equal footing.
We have never had equality in America. Why start now?
Why should a CEO have a nicer place to live than the guy that called in the last time?
Look, I mean, God does not promote equality. God made sure man and woman, God made us all separate. God did not make us all equal.
Homelessness.
We are not created equal. Some people are created poor. Some are rich. Some people are created smart. Some people are dumb. That is the way the world works. That is the way the world should work.
Homelessness is going to end by executive order. It'll take a simple stroke of the pen.
888-488-MARK. I hope you're enjoying the show. If you disagree, feel free to call in. Or even if you do agree, that's fine. Be right back with more of the Inside Scoop right after this.
One day, I forgot to throw away my trash after lunch. But then I saw it later when I was playing in the woods. The next week, I went boating with my grandpa, and there it was. I tried to go swimming, but I couldn't because of my trash. And when I went fishing, well, you can guess what I caught that day. So now I always throw in my trash in the garbage can, where it belongs.
One in eight Americans goes hungry. One idea helped change that. A community started a garden that blossomed into farmers markets. One in six children lives in poverty. One group of women found an answer by opening a daycare center that their neighbors could afford. Today, 36 million Americans live in poverty. But one by one, people are helping themselves and each other to change the picture of poverty to one of hope. For easy ways you can help, visit PovertyUSA.org.
Every year, 250,000 Americans are diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease.
My fellow scientists and I are working on treatments and a cure for this deadly disease.
Millions of lives are at stake. Alzheimer's disease affects one in three families.
We're committed to uncovering the mystery of Alzheimer's.
And we're not going to quit until the job is done.
To find out more about Alzheimer's disease, call 1-800-437-2423.
Only through research will a cure be found.
James, don't forget your helmet.
Will do.
Not my helmet.
Your bike helmet.
Oh, okay.
Hi, I'm James Thrash with the Washington Redskins. On the football field, a helmet is an important piece of equipment. I also wear another helmet that's just as important. A bike helmet. It's the most important piece of equipment you'll have the next time you're out on your bike. Wear yours and make sure your kids do too. Safety first with the Skins.
We are back to the Inside Scoop. Call in live and let your voice be heard. Here again, your host, Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. We are in the shadow of April 1st, and both Mike Lane, Republican strategist, and I, former congressional attorney for the Democrats, have made some stunning conversions tonight, and there's a reason why I'm wearing red and he's wearing blue. I have made the discovery that it is truly the Republicans that are looking out for America's best interest, and by that I mean those that matter in America, their best interest, the people who fund campaigns, that the government is our friend and that we have to respect and do what it says. And nowhere have the Republicans got the argument better, I think, Mike, than on the issue of guns. Everyone should own a gun, every man, woman, and child. We would not have crazed killers going around killing people like the Amish guy in that elementary school if those eight-year-olds were packing. They could have knocked him off, and if we would just require everyone to own a gun, we wouldn't have a gun problem in America.
All right. Remember, Mark, there's only one truism, okay? Guns are designed for one purpose, and that's to kill.
We'll kill the bad guys with them. That's okay.
Guns kill. Okay, we have to, you know, the
guns
tragedy.
Don't kill people. People kill people.
No, guns kill
and
people.
And we can kill
guns
bad
kill
people.
People
with guns.
People don't kill people. Guns kill people. People wouldn't kill people if they didn't have guns. You know, we were talking about war before. You can take this to its natural conclusion, which is exactly where we should. Number one, if there weren't guns, we wouldn't have had that tragedy in the Amish country. And I'm appalled and actually a little bit queasy that you would try and politicize that on this
show. I'm just saying if those 8-year-olds had guns, this wouldn't have happened.
Then you talk about the situation down in Virginia Tech. You know, again...
Again, more guns, and they could have killed him.
How you can politicize this situation, I'm feeling very queasy, unsettled. I'm starting to sweat, okay? But let's talk about the logical conclusion. If we banned guns worldwide, then we wouldn't have any more war. And that is the key.
You know,
to the whole
I don't
thing.
Know why you liberals hate you know, war so much. War does tremendous things. War helps our economy. War gives us all kinds of resources we would not have if we didn't go into countries and take their resources. We would not have the oil we had today if we weren't out there defending our allies in Saudi Arabia, going into Iraq, taking those oil. You wouldn't be able to drive your car. Well, maybe you have a Prius, but no. I wouldn't be able to drive my SUV and my Hummer if I didn't have the oil that our troops were in there protecting. So you say you care about things like that, but let's face it, war gives us resources. And how are you going to live without those resources?
You know what? I converted to a bicycle a long time ago. There's no place I need to go that I can't get on either a bicycle or on public transit, okay? It's just a lifestyle commitment. You live the transit lifestyle, and wherever you need to go...
Yeah, you can go about three places. I can travel across the country, and in my Hummer, I can do so with bulletproof windows so that you can't shoot me
either. First of all, there shouldn't be any development any place that's not walking distance from a transit station, okay? We shouldn't be allowed this whole suburban sprawl thing. Why should people be allowed to have houses that are out there when we can put them in these little cramped urban, you know, environment things that are walking distance from a metro. There's no reason why people should have lawns and driveways and cars and things like
God
that.
God gave us this world. No. It is we have no. dominion no. over the beasts of the field
we
and
shall.
The and the grass to the ground. It is ours to use. The reason why we have that oil in the ground is because 4,000 years ago, when the earth was maybe 6,000 years ago, when the earth was made, God planted that oil along with the dinosaur fossils in the ground so that we could use it for our needs.
You know what,
and
Mark,
if we don't do that, we are spitting in the face of God.
Before you guys got us addicted to oil, addicted to polluting and
it's there.
And
let's use it. And let's use it in Alaska,
fuels,
too.
Death-provoking fossil fuels. What we had was we had a culture or an environment or a country where people lived where they could walk, okay? You lived around the town. You lived around the farm. You lived places where, and there was no such thing as needing to get any place. If you needed something, the general store was walking distance. You could get there. If you needed it brought in, the railroads brought it. You know, there's just no need for any of this suburban,
yeah, go live,
you know,
in your commune.
Hippiness.
Go live in your commune.
No.
We are about taking
the
resources of the world and using the resources of the world. I know how to farm. Mega corporations put these things in little packages that I eat from. That's fine. That's America. America is all about putting things in plastic with all the pesticides we need and eating the food. And I don't have to worry about where it comes from. That's not my problem.
You know, there was,
that's part of what makes America great.
There was a time when we could drink any water that we found on this earth. And now, you know what? It's really bad. That
so you get bottled water.
We actually have to think about...
What, you can't get Aquafina? What, you got a problem with that? It's nice, convenient plastic. When you're done with it, you just throw it out in the street. And then you get another bottled water. That's what makes America so great. We can use all of our resources and don't have to worry about where they go.
I want to be able to go to a puddle in the ground and drink that water. I don't want it to be dirty. I don't want it to be polluted. I want to find a puddle after rain and drink that water. That's the pristine environment
just
that we used to have.
Just buy bottled water. That's fine. Folks, we've got about 6 minutes left. We do have someone on the line. Let's go to her real quick. Sherry from Cherrydale, looks like. Sherry, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Listen, this is I'm sorry I turned the show in kind of late, but I love it. This is the first time, I'm sorry to say, you have ever made complete sense.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, as I said, it's well nigh April 1st, and it's about time I make sense, right?
Great. I just love the show. You want to do more of these?
Well, we do these shows twice a year. This, of course, is the April 1st show. By now, if you haven't figured it out, you should know, of course, that this is April Fool's. And I have certainly not become a conservative. Mike has certainly not become a liberal. But it is fun every now and then for us to take the positions of the other side and to take them to their fullest. We do it on April 1st on Halloween. And I think we may have tricked a few of you. But rest assured, I don't believe anything you heard me say this hour, so please don't come after me. I don't believe in any of it. April Fools. Mike?
April Fools.
You know, Sherry, what'd you call for? Talk to us.
Sherry, do you have a comment?
What's that?
Do you have a comment?
Oh, I just want to tell you, I love the show, and listening to Mark and Mr. Lane there.
You can call him Mike.
Mike. Seeing you take Mark Levin's side and seeing the things that are coming out of your mouth, it's just, I see you two really do understand each other, though. You understand each other's points of view, where you two are coming from.
We do. You know, we've done this now for, I don't know, more than 2 years, and I know exactly the way Mike thinks. It's not that hard for me to do it. He only made me laugh once, and that was something about marijuana. I know I broke character, right? But we enjoy it. You know, I think until you put yourself in the clothes of your opponent, until you really start to try to think like the other side. And frankly, it's difficult to do, but it actually does help you understand, I think, where the other side's coming from.
You know, Sherry and Mark, I had a great time doing this tonight. As you pointed out, Mark, this is two, perhaps 3 years worth of role-switching shows that we've done. You're right, Sherry, we do understand each other. We do like each other a lot, genuinely. We've worked together on this for a long time, and every once in a while you have to just have fun at this, and that's what we were doing tonight. And I hope that the audience, as you got a chuckle out of it, I hope the rest of the audience got a similar chuckle out of it. Those who realized what was going on and those who did not realize what was going on, April Fool's, okay, a day early, so be it. But please continue to tune in because we always have fun whether we're reversing roles or not.
We certainly do. And if you are a regular listener, if you're there on the website, you know that on RadioInsideScoop.com, I actually announced it was April Fool's. So for those of you that are regular listeners, you knew what was going on. But some of you didn't. I got to say, Mike, I felt a little bad with some of our callers. Poor Lamont and Alexandria. Let me assure you, I don't want to deport all the illegal immigrants. I think we need a road to legalization. You'll hear our serious views on the issue another time, but I did have to stay in character at least for the first 50 minutes of the show.
And let me assure Lamont and Alexandria that, Lamont, no, I don't want to open government-sponsored recruiting offices in every country in Central and South America and Africa and Asia and every place else. And I really do think that, perhaps we do have immigration laws for a reason.
One of the things that's interesting about this is obviously when Mike and I do this, we take the extreme positions of
the stereotype.
And that's sort of part of the fun. I don't know if it might be a different show if I really tried to argue conservative principles. But I don't know. It's just interesting to me in general, though, how Republicans have become to be the party of government. You know, Ronald Reagan ran against government. But when it comes to telling people how to live their lives, and now I'm talking really as me, not as April Fool's, Mark, it was interesting that in taking on the role of Republican, I ended up defending the government a lot. Your party's kind of switched.
But that's where you don't understand us.
All right.
When I'm doing it, remember, I'm never defending the government. Defend some government things. It's not really a switch. I think it's a matter of which of the extreme stereotypes that we both went for. I probably don't even believe that even Barack Obama wants to open a recruiting office in every Central and South American country in the...
Nor believes that we should drink from every puddle.
In the hemisphere, nor does he believe we should drink from every... Well, I think he probably believes that. You know, whatever it costs to have clean, pristine water...
I'd love to see the Potomac River clean enough that I could swim in it. I know that's an impossible liberal's dream, but in any case, I hope you've enjoyed the April Fool's show tonight. We, like I said, Mike and I, we're on. We do these kinds of shows all the time. It's nice. Every April 1st and Halloween, we do switch sides, and it's really fun to do. Before we go, let me just say this. What did you find this evening was the most, I don't know, extreme thing that I said or that you said that you thought was the most off the wall?
The most extreme thing I said was probably just quoting Karl Marx.
Karl Marx. Yeah, I think that was pretty far. Yeah. I don't know. My favorite moment of the evening was talking about how people who smoke marijuana eventually rob liquor stores to get their Doritos. Because you hear that kind of drug argument all the time, right? Marijuana is the gateway drug, and soon, before all you know it, I think it said it led to nuclear war.
And
cities being destroyed.
But
I kind of enjoyed that.
But I think I was pretty reasonable when I said that you want to give them their Doritos and you want to give them everything else.
I don't believe in giving stoners Doritos. I think stoners should have to go and work to get their own Doritos. But yeah, I do think it should be legal. I hope you've enjoyed the Inside Scoop. We'll be back with a normal show in the upcoming weeks. Tune in every week, Monday at 7 p.m. You can find more information on the Inside Scoop at RadioInsideScoop.com. This is Mark Levine.